is the same as what the Reverend, the great Reverend, who nobody knows where he got his divinity degree from, Al Sharpton, Reverend Sharpton, excuse me. Nobody knows where he's a reverend or whether he's ever preached or gotten a degree. How he lynched the talk show host Imus, him and the other wonderful, distinguished reverend, Jesse High Jackson, demanded the hide of Imus. Well, they lynched him. They lynched Imus, as far as I'm concerned. They didn't do so much for racial reasons. They did it for commercial reasons. They did it, A, to shake down CBS. And number two, they did it because Imus was a more successful talk show host than they were. They have loser shows on the weekend that no one listens to. Now, how do you move up if you're a talentless demagogue? What you do is you attack talented white men, and you say that we need to have fairness in America, in the American media. So put us in their seats. This is what was done in Nazi Germany to Jews. Distinguished Jewish professors were thrown into concentration camps, and good, upstanding Germans took their jobs very happily, including a very famous psychiatrist who took Sigmund Freud's chair after Freud was driven out of Germany, and his name is none other than Carl Jung. Carl Jung, who was revered by liberals because he was not Freud, and he was an anti-Freud, he was Jungian, not Freudian, very happily accepted the spoils of racism in Nazi Germany, the same way that many so-called progressives have benefited through affirmative action in the United States of America. Yes, it's akin, and I'll be back.